The Harwood Institute for Public Innovation recently announced a plan to train 5,000 new public innovators by 2016. Public innovators are individuals with the mindset and skills to catalyze and drive productive change in communities and change how communities work together. Rich Harwood is president and founder of the Harwood Institute and a national expert on community change. He joins us now by phone. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Deb, how are you?
I'm good. It's really good to have you on the Roadhouse tonight. We appreciate it. We know it isn't your first time here, and we're thrilled to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me, and it's great to hear your voice, and it's great to be on the station again.
Now, Rich and I, in full disclosure, Rich and I have worked together on a community engagement initiative. Oh, was it 2007, 2008, Rich?
Right, sometime back then.
Go ahead.
But what I hear through the grapevine is that WTIC is continuing that great work and that you've expanded it and are making a great difference in the community.
Well, and I have to say, you know, by being involved in this initiative with about 15 other radio stations across the country, of which we were the smallest, it was a great opportunity for us. Your vision and your ideas helped us decide, you know, intentionally what kind of a service, what kind of a radio station, what kind of an asset we wanted to be in the community. And your words are always with me as we move forward and deal with, you know, issues, innovations, that sort of thing. So I thank you again for that, Rich.
Well, thanks. And, you know, it's interesting, Deb. I was just in Indiana a couple of weeks ago and Boise not too long before that. And smaller organizations always ask me if it's possible to make a difference in their community, whether it's United Ways or public libraries or other organizations. And, you know, I have to say, one of the reasons why I was so interested and glad to be on the program tonight, I always hold up WTIP as the example of an organization that, you know, I think when we first started working, you had one or one and a half staff folks and a group of volunteers, and the way in which you've made a difference in the community, I think, is an example for a lot of other groups that are trying to do it in their hometown.
Thank you, Rich. I thank you for your wisdom and your institute in helping us, you know, go along that path. And so, actually, through the years, I've always followed your work and seen what next, you know, mission you're taking on or which, you know, troubled area you're taking on. And now you've got a brand, well, maybe it's not brand new, but a project you're bringing to the forefront right now.
That's right. The as you mentioned at the top, we've declared, and it is new, that we want to train up 5,000 new public innovators between now and 2016, and we want to grow what we are calling our public innovator core, which are people in communities across the country who want to use our work, whether in their neighborhood or their community or their church or their organization. We want to grow our public innovator core to 100,000 members, and it's all in an attempt to help put the country on a better path, one where we can actually fix our public discourse, we can increase shared responsibility in communities, and for me, importantly, that we can make community a common enterprise again.
You know, I mean, and this evidently and must spring out of the deterioration of common language and our public officials being able to work together over the last 4 to 8 years or so. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I think there are a couple of things happening in the country right now. On the one hand, people are deeply frustrated with what they see as sort of the kind of acrimony and division and mistrust that we have in so much of our politics and community life. On the other hand, and this I take great hope from, there's, I believe, a deep yearning within people and between and among people in communities that we can restore our belief in ourselves and in one another, that we can get together and get things done for our communities. And so, what, you know, we complain endlessly in the country about what's wrong. I think what people want to do is figure out how we can move forward and do what's right, and that's what this new initiative is about.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be helping people to learn how to become powerful in their own communities or not feel such a sense of powerlessness.
Yeah, you know, there are things that we can do to make sure that every kid reads effectively by the third grade, or to ensure that our communities are safe, or that we're dealing with tough issues about how we deal with the environment and land use issues in our communities, or about how we develop our communities. It's funny, as I've crisscrossed the country talking about this, the thing that strikes me so much is that, you know, people want to get together and build things, and I think it's just part of the DNA of Americans that we want to come together and do things together and build things. I think it's sort of what the country was founded on. I think it's why many immigrants came to this country or come to this country still. And I think it's still in our DNA that we want to create things together, not simply tear each other down. And that's what I hear people saying, and that's what we're hoping that by training up 5,000 new public innovators, by expanding this public innovator course so that people across the country can use the resources that we've been able to develop over the years, that we can start to make more of a difference.
You know, when I first came into your community engagement initiative, the issue that we brought forth from our community, and this was just right before the recession happened, so it changed the whole game, but there was some rapid development happening in our community. Condos were going up, more plans for condos were going up. They were looking at expanding in a marina, and it was dividing our community because many folks wanted it to stay, have the sweet small town flavor of the fishing village, and others, you know, believed it was time for, you know, innovation and larger developments and that sort of thing. And again, the recession happened, things really slowed down tremendously. But again, I can see something like this, you know, coming up again as the economy continues to improve. How do you think your program that you're talking about now can help foster some communication around issues like that?
Well, I think, you know, that's a perfect set of issues, as you know well, because you lived through it, that it can become very divisive in a community. And you know, it's interesting that the more fearful we become that our voices aren't going to be heard, that our values won't be reflected in the decisions that are made in a community, that our leaders and organizations that we entrust with these decisions aren't listening well to us. The more people fear those things are happening, the more we dig in and sort of stake out our positions and won't move. And so one of the things that we train our public innovators to do is to get away from just simply having people yell at each other and dig in their heels, but to actually reframe our discussions about, well, what are our aspirations for our community? You know, where is it that we really are trying to get to? And then how do we make good decisions in order to be good stewards of our community and of our economy, and to ensure that there are adequate jobs and education for everyone? And what we have found, in, as you know, in communities across the country is, you know, we're never going to agree on everything, and there are lots of things we will continue to disagree on. But what we found is, as public innovators start to reframe, help communities reframe discussions in this way, it creates a pathway forward. And while we can't get everything done, we might be able to figure out some ways to be able to move forward together. And I think that's one of the key things that we're hoping we can help make happen.
We're talking with Rich Harwood here on the Roadhouse tonight, who's president and founder of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation. And he's talking about a new plan the Institute is working on to train 5,000 new public innovators by 2016. Rich, so these public innovators, could it be me? Could it be Buck? Could it be, you know, anyone in the community?
Well, you're already a public innovator, but yes, it could be. I hope Buck will come to one of our trainings. It could be a school teacher who's listening tonight. It could be someone in a neighborhood who's where folks are trying to improve their neighborhood. It could be someone who is head of a social action committee or just part of a social action committee at the local church. It could be someone who's in an arts group or a United Way. It could be a volunteer who reads to a child once a week. What we found, you know, it's interesting, what we found in helping to develop public innovators is that you don't need a certain education level, you don't need a certain title, you don't need to make a certain amount of money, you don't have to live on a particular side of town, that all of us have the innate potential and capabilities to lead in our own ways. And so we want to help develop folks from all walks of life who want to make a greater difference in their community, and and believe in the innate potential of their neighbors and their fellow community members.
Rich, how can people learn more about what you're doing here moving forward, or how can they get involved?
Yeah, so they can, they can go to our website, which is www.theharwoodinstitute.org. And up on the banner of our website, there will be a slide that is called the Reclaiming Main Street Campaign, and they can click that on. And if they scroll down, they can sign up to be part of our Public Innovator Corps. That's free of charge, and we want to make resources available to people free of charge. And when you sign up for that, you'll also get notices about when we'll have some of our next Public Innovator Labs. The next one actually is scheduled to be in Las Vegas, June 4th to the 6th. And they can sign up for those labs and become a public innovator.
So you're not going to bring this to Grand Marais, do you think?
As soon as you let us know you're ready, we'll be
okay.
there.
Okay, all right.
We will be there, I promise.
And as Rich said, that website is theharwoodinstitute.org, and there's a lot more information on this project and other ones that Rich has done. Rich, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and speaking with us tonight.
It's great to be with you, and I look forward to coming back.
It is 7 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. You're listening to North Shore Community Radio, broadcasting at 90.7 FM WTIP Grand Marais, 90.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org.